Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, when Pastor Tree called me and asked me to speak to you in English, I don't know, you know, who would be my audiences would be. thank you. And today I look at you and I think my message would be not very appropriate with you guys. I have to admit it because I had many opportunity to speak to our DSS. You may DSS means Giáo Hạt Trưởng. It means the district superintendent, the leadership of the CMA, and I used to contact, you know, them and have the fellowship of them, and I can share what I had in my mind and my heart to them. But to the young people, I rarely had this opportunity. Therefore, you know, I hope you would understand my situation, and I pray that the Holy Spirit will help me and help you to go through this message with, I think, very meaningful to us as we are entering into the month of December, after we get by the month of November. Normally, we celebrated the Thanksgiving. And when we enter into the month of December, we cannot help to think of Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. So what is Christmas anyway? Christmas is the biggest event of the year that the world celebrates the birth of Jesus, the Son of God. Whether you are Christian or not, this celebration would affect you one or another. Such as sending a greeting card, making a list of shopping for the loved one and friends, putting up the colorful lights on Christmas tree, or participating the Jewish activity, especially you are a Christian. And sometimes you might ask yourself, does Christmas have anything to do with me personally and spiritually? I would say yes. Christmas has everything to do with you if you are truly a Christian believer. It relates to you in mind, in soul, in spirit, and your daily walk of your life. Today we are going to see three things. And the portion of the scripture also in Isaiah. So I'd like you to read with me. I don't know, we have the same version. Otherwise, I'm going to read, and you would listen to the word of God in Isaiah chapter 9. We open the Bible and look up the first seven verses. I want to start with that. Verse 2, because in Vietnamese Bible, verse 2 is verse 1, a little bit different in terms of arrange the verse in two versions, Vietnamese and English version. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. they rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdened them, the bar across the shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. For that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish it. We are going to sing three things in this portion of the scripture. Number one, God has a plan for Christmas. Second, God's plan for salvation for the world through Christmas. And God's plan brings peace on earth and great joy to mankind. First of all, God has a plan for Christmas. In fact, God's plan has begun right after man disobeyed God and fell into the trap of the devil in the Garden of Eden. In that moment, God promised a Redeemer to rescue the fallen world by saying to the devil in the form of a serpent, "And I will put your enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. I will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." And the time went by when men began to increase in number on the earth. The Lord God saw how great men's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of their thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. Therefore, he used the prophets and many prophets to remind his people of his plan to send a Redeemer, because he so loved the world. He wants to rescue them from their sins and wickedness. So in Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, we read, "I see him, but not for now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel." In this particular prophet, we see the prophet has seen him, the Redeemer, the Savior, will come to this world. And not only a Savior, but he also is a king with the scepter in his hand. And he comes out of Jacob, which is associated with the house of Abraham. And with Abraham, we know God chose him to be the father of many nations. So we see the Redeemer. God prepared, God planned to send to the world to save the whole world. Especially, we notice in the book of Isaiah, where is found plenty of other portions related to the coming of God's Son. Like Isaiah chapter 7, 14, saying, a virgin will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And also in the book of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 5, is more specific. Four titles were given to the coming king or coming savior. A virgin, four titles given to that child. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And then later on in the New Testament, we see Wonderful Counselor when we see the teaching of Jesus and the preaching of him with power. Wonderful, Mighty God. Jesus performed many miracles. Everlasting Father. He was the Father in the Old Testament and he's also in the New Testament. Prince of Peace. And we heard the angel announce, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men. And also Isaiah 53 is one of the most vivid chapters, which describe exactly the man of sorrow, the suffering and the death of the Son of God on the cross. And also we found in the Psalm 22, the very word Jesus spoke on the cross in Psalm chapter 22. Oh my God, why have you forsaken me? We see what we are going to look at the Christmas this year. Everything had planned according to God's plan for the world from the beginning of the world. Therefore, we thank God because of what we can understand, what we can cherish today. God had a plan long, long time ago. Especially in the book of Micah, we find the prediction of the very place of Jesus' birth. O you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clan of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. So we see, one more time, God's plan to send his son into this world has been orchestrated meticulously by the Father himself. So when we look back to the history of the Bible, as well as the history of the world, we simply amazing for the evidences of which we have been see there with their all accuracy and truth. Therefore, we see Christmas happen not by chances, but by the divine plan of God. And when you come to this understanding, you may be able to fully appreciate God's word and consolidate your faith in him. Secondly, God's plan for salvation. The prophet of Isaiah gave a picture of a contrast, the light and the darkness. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Sins have made people walk in darkness, which means they become ignorant to make a choice in their daily life. They cannot see between the right and wrong, and they often make a wrong choice without knowing it, because they are surrounded by darkness. Sin also destroys the relationship and change a people's life from good to evil. You remember the relationship between God and Adam, our ancestor? It has been broken because sin of disobedience. The broken relationship between Cain and Abel, his brother, came to an end. Changed brotherly love into hostility, into the point of committed murder. From then on, the mankind have been walking in darkness, in the terrible darkness of sins. But God, with love and mercy, He has prepared a plan to save the people from their sins by sending His Son into this world. Therefore, we have the Christmas. Praise the Lord. We see the prophecies regarding the coming of Christ, God's Son, are overwhelmingly found throughout the Old Testament. The predictions of the place of His birth, the virgin mothers conceived by the Holy Spirit, the meaning of names have been revealed hundreds of years before His coming. No one's in the entire history of mankind have had that marvelous life is Jesus of Christianity. And Jesus' life and ministry represent is the light. In contrast to the darkness, we see the Bible mention Jesus and God with the symbol of the light. Like God appeared to Moses in form of a burning bush on the Mount of Sinai, the pillar of the fire in the wilderness, and the glory in the temple, with Shekinah, a bright light, and even men could not look at, because that light represents God Himself. And in New Testament, Jesus declared, "I am the light of the world," and give us a privilege to be His reflection. Also, is the light of the world. Praise the Lord. But what is light, anyway? Recently, National Geographic magazine devoted an entire issue to the subject of light. Its own ways, the photography was stunning and the commentary fascinating. And quote, the scientists don't fully understand what light is and what it can do. Modern physics have sliced the stuff of nature into ever smaller and more exotic constituents. But light won't reduce. Light is light, pure, but not simple. No one is exactly sure how to describe it. Light can take many different forms, from the soft glow of a candle to the devastating power of laser. light is gentle and healing, but it can be devastating and destructive. We could place a baby under a lamp, and we could also develop awesome weapons, use intense application of light. The Bible mentioned God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. And in the epistle of Timothy, we found God, who alone is immortal and live in unapproachable light, whom no one ever has seen and can see, to Him be honor and might forever. Amen. And Jesus Himself is conscious of His true nature by declaring, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Therefore, God's plan to send His Son into this world in order to save people from darkness of sin and give light to those who believe in Him. So we may in turn to share that light to those who still are in darkness. And lastly, God's plan brings blessing and great joy to the world. We used to sing the song, "Joy to the World." And hope this Christmas, when we sing, we know that that great joy God can give us and we can share to others also. The prophet of Isaiah has foreseen the fantastic outcome of God's plan, which are blessing and great joy for all. Nothing is happier than blessing and joy in our life. Isaiah 9:3, "You, God, have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before You as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder." What a joy to be at the harvest time, right? After months of labor, working hard, and now reached to the harvest time, nothing can compare with the farmers at the harvest time. And the joy of time to divide the plunder or spoil taken from enemy. After fought a fierce battle, now is the time to share the reward. The people could forget all the hardship, danger, even death in the battlefield when they see the spoil of the enemies, the plunders from the battlefield. That is the background of great joy leading to the coming of Jesus for Christmas. He will appear with majesty, and the titles we can read in Isaiah 9:6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on His shoulders, and we see He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This kind of joy we have seen partly when the angel appeared to the shepherd in the field, announcing, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for people today in the town of David, a Savior, has been born to you. He is the Christ, the Lord. That is the great joy for the world. The birthday of our Lord Jesus. And now we come to Christmas time. We can reflect what the Lord has done. God has been doing that from the beginning, and we're accomplishing in His Son Jesus at the time of Christmas. That is great joy for the world. Even the wise men from the east, we remember the story, they traveled to seek the holy baby, and they had seen the star stop over the place when the child was. And the Bible says they were overjoyed. I hope you have that kind of joy when you really meet Jesus. If you have not experience this kind of joy, look for that. Try to find it for your life. And even Mary, the mother of Jesus, who has this kind of joy, when she knew she was in the plan of God to bring Jesus to this world. And the Bible said, Mary, praise God. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. I hope you can join with Mary, and you can find that kind of joy, because you are in God's plan. And then you can experience this kind of blessing and joy. There was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He had seen the baby Jesus in the temple and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light of revelation to the Gentile, and for the glory to your people of Israel. You see, all the people related to the Christmas ought to know Jesus' birth, have been rejoiced, overjoyed, have exceeding joy. And I wish you can get that kind of joy, experience that joy and blessing in your life in this Christmas. Amen.